Hey folks, happy Wednesday. Greetings here from, I was going to say Sunny Island. It is not sunny. It's absolutely freezing, but trust you guys are well. I've just been out for a jog stroke walk, more walk than jog actually, here in the countryside, and thought I'd do a quick update video as I have this is actually tea in a Costa cup. Good. Hey, a few quick housekeeping things as normal. If you're new to my YouTube channel, please consider hitting the subscribe button down there. Do check out the links below, including our email newsletter. I'll be sending one of those out today. And we have a new online course on a ministry school on the subject of walking by revelation. Excuse the noise. An online course on how to receive and walk in God's revelation, and that's 40% off. Again, details, all the links below. More thoughts on my peace journey. Peace. In a moment, but hey, this evening I'm going to be speaking in the city of Armagh in Northern Ireland, and with a great church there, The Vibe, Daryl and Nikki Bain. I've known Daryl and Nikki for good number of years now. They're just amazing what God is doing with them. They have so much vision and just have a church that's breaking the mold in so many, many ways. So if you are in the area, service is 8 p.m. this evening, I believe, and it'd be great to see you. Let me mention again, we have a night of worship and prophecy in Norwalk, Connecticut. This coming Saturday. I fly back Friday, and Saturday at 5 p.m. in Norwalk, Connecticut, we'll be having an evening of worship, and love to see you there. Good. Hey, let me share something with you real quick. I've done two or three videos on this, just talking about peace, and it's such a simple thing, but a revelation I had the other day where I felt the Lord say, Graham, you haven't exercised your faith for peace. And do you know, it's easy to believe in something when you feel it. I'm going to pause. I'm going to drink some tea while you think on that one. It's very true, isn't it? It's easy to believe in something when we feel it. And many of us can experience the peace of God when we're at peace. And yet when we're not feeling something, we don't tend to believe it's there. And we get into this thing where we're praying, kind of asking God to give it to us. And I really mean this. I've been bowled over in the last few days by how amazing the peace of God is. You know, God dwells. I said a couple of days ago, can you imagine the difference between the sea or, you know, maybe a lake or the waves? Do you have waves in lakes? You know, the sea, anyway, let's say, waves are crashing and billowing. And suddenly when the water's like glass, and God dwells in perfect peace, and he wants you and I to dwell in perfect peace as well. You will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you, Isaiah 26 verse 3. Isaiah 28 says the work of righteousness will be peace, the effect of righteousness will be quietness and assurance forever. And I really believe the Lord wants us to live in this place. Well, we're at perfect peace all of the time, 24/7. It doesn't mean there isn't things coming at us in the externals, if you will. You know, write this one down. You can measure the strength of your inner life by determining how much opposition it takes for you to crumble on the outside. Mm-hmm. How much of the outside is what's on the outside changing what's on the inside, or is what's on the inside of you and I changing what's on the outside? And I believe the Lord wants to fill us with his peace. And as I said the other day, we access that peace by faith, not by feeling. It's nice to have a feeling of peace. Ooh, feel all peaceful and wonderful and calm. And yet what we need to learn to do, and here's what I'm pressing into personally and encouraging you to, excuse the farm vehicles driving past here, is to press into that peace by faith, to push back, if you will, on the things of the world around us. You know, all of the to-ing and fro-ing, if you will, of the things in the earth, what it tends to do in us, it produces this fight or flight reaction in us. It produces stress. And you can find that building up in you in the inner man. And when you do that, You know, it's amazing. I've been through a season where I was under a lot of stress recently, and everybody comes, and I know everybody means well, but often like Job's comforters will try this, try that, try the other, try that. And the answer is the peace of God. So how do we access that peace? I just want to keep pressing into that each day. The great news is you already have it. You don't need God to give you peace. You don't need to pray for peace. You already have it. What you and I need to do, I believe, is to practice what we have. So the chastisement of our peace was laid upon him, Jesus, and with his stripes we are healed. Isaiah 53:5 says, so Jesus took the turmoil of the world, the turmoil of our soul. Do you remember Jesus said, my soul is troubled even unto death? He took everything that would affect our soul on the cross, and you are already free. He said, peace I give to you. John 14, my peace give I unto you. Not like the world gives, give I unto you. Let not your hearts be troubled. Now, he's already given us his peace. Excuse me. Our reaction, our mission, our to-do is to let not our heart to be troubled, is to practice that peace. How do we do that? By realizing we have peace in our spirit man. We have peace in heavenly places. What we've got to do is bring it into our soul, bring it, I would say, even into our body, and then bring it into our circumstances, and that happens by faith. And faith is not some weird, you know, Zen force. Faith is simply you believing the promises of God. You saying, Lord, this is true. I thank you, this is true. So every day we can get up and say, Lord, I thank you. I'm dwelling in perfect peace today. Thank you, Lord. Your peace floods my, is flooding my spirit. Your peace floods my soul, floods my body, floods my environment. I'm going to walk in peace. I'm a peacemaker, a peace bringer, because I've got peace within me. Everywhere I go, I'm carrying the peace of God. Lord, thank you for your peace. And then what's great to do is just practice that. And by that, I mean, take a minute, shut yourself up and just enjoy, as it were, breathe in peace. Thank you, Lord. You know, even our souls and our bodies are, I think we tend to live at times so wound up like a spring, always living in reaction to something. At times you just got to decompress and practice that peace. Lord, I thank you for that peace. Boom. You know, that's a really great thing to do. And I think we can go deeper and deeper into that. Have you ever met somebody? I remember meeting an old lady once, and I sometimes like to do this when I meet people. I said, Lord, what are you in that person? What does that person know about you that I don't know? What have they discovered? What's their revelation? What's the strength that they have in you? And I remember just, tap my bucket. I just remember the Lord saying, this lady knows me, knows my peace. This lady knows me and my peace. And everywhere this lady went, it was like peace, peace like a river. So let's practice our peace today. It will cure what ails you. If not, try drinking Irish tea. Guys, have a great day. Again, check out some of those links below. And again, I want to say big thanks to all of our friends and partners. I know we had some new partners sign up this month. And thank you for those who give and who pray. And to, we have the greatest Holy Ghost army in the world, the people who are sending us on the mission field and sometimes coming on the mission field as well. So you are loved and appreciated. And I'll be doing a Q&A probably from the airport on Friday. So let me know if you have any questions, and I'll speak to you soon. Bye for now.